Has this ever happened to you where you're dismissed for your pain? You have to wait longer. They're not listening. They tell you you're depressed and you're not being treated the way you should be. So I founded Her Health X, a new nonprofit. So we want to solve and change the way women experience healthcare.
Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise.
Well, we are so excited to have a guest here on the Rise with Diana podcast. Everyone, please welcome Natalie Benamou, who is the founder of Her C-Suite. And of course, we got to dig into that and understand where her C-suite comes from. And we're going to learn a lot about you, Natalie, because I'm so grateful that our paths have connected, because we're changing the world, right? Helping women know thyself, right? And really learn the beautiful tapestry that's built from our stories and how we can share that in our workspaces and in our communities. But Natalie, let's first hear from you about your beautiful background and how you came to Her C-Suite. We'd also love to know a little bit about your family and where you're from. So please adorn us with that beautiful knowledge.
I'm so excited to be here with you, Diana. This is so fun. This is so amazing to be here with you and your audience. I can't wait. And I am thrilled to share a little bit about how I came to really focused on women in power. And so I just read a post about empower, not using those words, but in power. Love that, right? Women in power. That's what we're about.
Shelly Savalas, I think.
You saw the same post
from the female quotient, and she's always dropping gems. So we want to shout out to Shelly.
Okay. Yeah. So I have always been passionate about women and helping women rise and to I'm in the right space with you on that.
Come on, bring it.
Yeah. But my whole career was really focused on serving first. I was in trade shows, and I helped develop companies and lead companies and successfully had a big team and worked with clients, very big corporate clients, mostly in healthcare, but I did all industries. And along the way, personally, I'm a mom of two wonderful adult women. So I love my daughters, and they've inspired me along the way as well. And I'm
what are their ages?
Husband, pets, dogs, cats, all the things.
What are your daughters' ages?
26 and 22.
Oh, that's right. Cause we're in the same boat.
I know we are. That's beautiful. We have so much synergy. So 10 years ago, well, actually closer to 12, but I started on a leadership path for women. And I became president of an organization called the Healthcare Business Women's Association. I was the chapter president in Chicago. I had a board of 19 people, 850 members. And I really got a sense of what it was like to be with a big organization. It's a global organization now. Well, it was also back then. But having that leadership role, I really sensed this is my purpose. My purpose is to lift women up. Mm-hmm. It took another, time. It took COVID to really push me through the windows because, doors close, windows open. It's up to us to fly through.
Oh, come on.
And I
hashtag that.
Yeah. So with COVID, for trade shows, it was really difficult. I led my team through the digital transformation with clients, but it was really hard. You know, we literally on one day closed everything, the business. Trucks were stuck out at shows. We had thousands of shows cascade. You think of like a domino.
Yes.
And the domino is just going and there's infinity and beyond.
Right.
Like you're just like, I don't know where that thing is going, but it's not slowing down.
Yes.
And I like to tell the story that I was really the conductor on the Titanic at the time. Mm. So if you think about the movie, The Titanic, and there's that conductor and you're like, why are they still playing music? The show is, you know, boat is sinking. But I felt I needed to help my team along the way. So through 2020, I helped my team. You know, we had the brave face to clients, but behind the scenes, we were, you know, it was really hard. So I really loved working with all the people that I did. But at the end of 2020, I decided it's time to fly through that window. Yeah. It's time for me. So I spent a good portion researching and understanding women and memberships and how do we serve and how do we get community just like you. And so at the end of 2020, I launched a very small beta and Hope was one of the founding members. So Hope Mueller, shout out to Hope.
Hope Mueller, shout out
yes.
Hope.
So she's a dear friend of mine. She's one of the founding 11. And at the time, we had two cohorts of a total of 11 and we were meeting weekly because we were all like, what is happening right now, right? Like, we were just like, what's happening?
You felt that energy.
So I believe that we're the result of the people we surround ourselves with. And that's the foundation of her C-suite. So her C-suite is really about we can make our own seat at the table. We don't need an invitation. We can have our own advisors. We don't need to have somebody else telling us, let's invite the right people to be our advisors. And so that's why the name her C-suite. It's really about taking, you know, taking control of those elements and making it your own. And so her C-suite is now a thriving community of a lot of intersections. So we have masterminds where women come together and share best practices. And then we have communities in a community. So Hope Mueller, like I was just mentioning, she now has her entrepreneurial companies, multiples inside our platform. And so does Jen Pastikas, which I'm going to shout out to Jen, Brave Women
come
at Work.
Come on, Jen.
And so the three of us kind of intersecting here and just really lifting women in meaningful ways and bringing entrepreneurs into the platform to help them grow their coaching and consulting business. And now we're doing our first ever live event. And before we do that, we're coming to your live event.
Yes.
So there we go. All the things. You know,
okay, first of all, to write.
That's too long, but that's all the things.
No, it's not too long, ever. It's never too long. To the Rise with Diana podcast land, do y'all understand why I am with Natalie Benamou of her C-suite? And this is why, because I want to send out a rally cry to all of the women out here who have felt alone. You've felt isolated. You felt silenced. You feel like there's something calling you. Well, we are on the other end of that call, flying through the window to see you. So I just want to ask you, what do you love most about what you do now? What is in your heart about what do you do now?
Recently, last weekend, obviously when this comes out, it will have been a little bit of time, but I hosted my first in-person retreat for executive women. So I did my own thing, my own one here, and had a cohort of executive women to fast track their getting on corporate boards. So there's corporate boards, nonprofit boards. All of them were on board, some of them on public boards already. But what we did was we came together and fast tracked every element that might be hindering them from landing that really big role. So we did headshots, LinkedIn profile, bio.
I love it.
Pitch. We had experts come in and hear the pitch, share stories. And what I saw was transformation. These are women that are already confident. They already know what they're doing. They're amazing. I've been looking up to some of them I've known for years, and I've looked up to them as guides and advisors. And even so, seeing them transform themselves into even greater abilities and confidence, that is what makes me excited. Seeing
That's
transformation
beautiful.
Happen and seeing women step into who we're meant to be and not have any limitation. That's really what excites me. And that was great.
And I can feel that. And I just want to also acknowledge and thank you, of course, during your story of actually going through the window, right? And seeing, often I just heard this podcast because you and I, we are podcast listeners because we have our own podcast. And by the way, you do have your own podcast called Her C-Suite Podcast.
Yeah.
Just so people can know that.
Women Leaders on the Move by Her C-Suite Radio. And you're on it. You're going to be on it.
Yes.
So yes,
a few weeks.
Yeah.
I want to pinpoint a couple things. Some of us are struggling and working so hard and we are heads down. We're just, you know, just nailing it out, grinding it out, having kids, taking them to where they need to go. And oftentimes we are not looking up and over. And it's really important because you acknowledge something. You said after the pandemic, because you've been feeling this for a long time. And after the pandemic, you saw, I need to shift. And that's a word to the wise, to us out here, because we're grinding it out, but there's a better way. So there is a better way. And I think a lot of it has to do with acknowledging your gifts. And I'd love to know, what do you believe your gifts are? One, your superpowers, I like to call it. You know, and how do you believe it's best for someone to find it within themselves?
Well, my number one superpower is connecting people. So that is like, I have this, you know, dots, right? Like when we're talking, I'm always thinking, okay, Diana, this is her audience. Who can I introduce you to? Who can I bring to you? And vice, you know, what can I do? So that's like just something that happens. The other one that I would say is, well, there's three probably. One is being an empathic problem solver. Ooh. So what I mean by that is looking for the blue ocean before people know they're in the red. So you're talking about people that are really stressed out. And I used to do this for my corporate clients all the time when I was in trade shows, is before they even get, you know, to the end of the red, that red ocean, like, how do you differentiate? How do you help them shine? That's what I used to do working in corporate, is I got women promoted. I got them visibility. And so getting women visibility is really one of them, but also just listening and being a curious listener. And really understanding the challenges that people are having and then solving in ways that they couldn't have ever expected. They wouldn't have ever thought of it. And so that helps them feel energized and lifted up.
Yeah. So how does one get to their own?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Sorry. The last question.
That's okay.
So one of the things I think is really important, and we talked about this when when you were on my show, is the power of really being still. You talked about breathing, but where do you go to just quiet everything? For me, it's walking in nature. I like to be outside at sunrise and I see that sun come up over the horizon and I just feel peace and all the things. Also, ideas pop in my head constantly. You might sense that when we're talking. So sometimes it's on a run, you know, when I'm running and I hear the messages. And the last thing is, you're going to get messages. Don't close the door on those messages. Be open to those messages, because they are coming from, if you believe like I do, in a higher power coming to you and telling you things about your gifts. Don't say, yeah, but. Say, yes, and.
Yes,
you're right. I'm a super connector. I listen. I can do these things. And then how do I take those things, to your point, and apply them to my work so that I find meaning and value in what I do? And that's the hard part, because people in corporate sometimes feel constrained, right? They feel like they don't have any windows to go through, but there's always windows to go through. You can get involved in organizations within the organization. You can start an organization within the organization. So there's a lot of solutions for you, but first you have to know your values, what's important to you, and that's by getting still and listening to the messages that are coming to you.
Well, you know, Natalie, I know this with you, Jennifer and Hope, and I know after the reading and listening and years of consistent training of me, And by the way, I just want to reference for the listeners out here, you referenced Blue Ocean. That's actually a book.
Yes, it is. My favorite book. It's one of my favorite
books. It's amazing. And so pick up the Blue Ocean Strategy. And there are probably four or five other books that we're going to reference probably before we close this podcast. But there's a key fundamental element that I believe is critical to one's growth, which is what you said your third gift is curiosity. And curiosity is essential in understanding. We've come to a critical shift in our world today about the use of diversity, equity, inclusion. And I would venture to say there needs to be a rebrand of this, in that we all have to explore ourselves. We have to learn our gifts. We have to heal. We have to get quiet, because throughout every single, I would call, extremely high caliber, life impacting woman that I have met, we've all said the same thing, which is to get quiet. And whether you believe it or not, you are a spiritual being having this human experience. And so I just feel like, thank you again, because every time I listen to you and I listen to anyone who is in the same path, and all the people that have left this beautiful human existence have said the same thing, right? And so thank you for that. And it's just a really great thing for everyone. Would you say that there was beyond the pandemic, was there another critical turning point in your life that you can point to that was a aha or an epiphany or something that you found to be life altering?
Yes, the health of my daughter. So my oldest daughter had progressively very serious illnesses happen during the pandemic. We moved her home from New York, and it was unexplained. So we started on a path, and you can imagine at the height of when things were, you know, everyone's masked up and everything, I drove her to Cleveland Clinic trying to get answers. Yeah. They did not figure it out. And the moment, there was a pivotal moment, we went to a neurologist, a neurosurgeon, and, you know, people were being really cautious, and he sat in a room about 20 feet away and just looked at her without examining her, without doing anything, and said, at a certain point, you just have to get over this. Mm. Now, my daughter had extreme pressure headaches that felt like her eyes were exploding. Mm. At that appointment, she was near death, deaf. She couldn't hear because the pressure was so bad, and she was about to lose her eyesight. Mm. Because of that statement, you know, I'm a vigilante when it comes to my daughters, as you probably are. Like,
Do not mess
with the mama bear here.
Do not.
So I learned a lot about the health system, and I won't get into that. But what it did do, eventually we got with an amazing neurologist and a team. She got a lumbar puncture, and she had four times the CSF fluid in her brain.
Oh my goodness.
Which means that if we hadn't taken measures, she would be deaf and blind today.
Oh,
and she was bedridden for about 2.5 years because of this, 3 years during this whole time. And so what the pivotal point was, I've been asking women this question, have you ever been gaslit? Although the question wasn't really that. It was, has this ever happened to you where you're dismissed for your pain? You have to wait longer. They're not listening. They tell you you're depressed, take Prozac or whatever, and you're not being treated the way you should be. Like a Serena Williams example, hundreds of stories. And so I founded Her Health X, a new nonprofit.
Come on.
And we're quantifying the cost of medical gaslighting to improve health outcomes for women. Because once you show that it's $1 trillion, then everyone's going to come to the table and want to solve for it. So we want to solve and change the way women experience healthcare. And that was the pivotal moment, was my daughter. I mean, I personally have had it happen. Everyone I know has had it happen. My mom, my grandma, everybody, right? as a caregiver, as a sister, as a daughter, it happens to everyone. And so that pivotal moment of my daughter being dismissed, and I literally looked at him and I said, "You're not going to give her any medicine. You're not going to even examine her." And he was like, "No, you went to the Cleveland Clinic. Why do I need to even help?" And it was like, "Well, we wouldn't be here if that if they solved it."
Right.
So luckily, I mean, it was literally probably 50 doctors in that we got to the right one. And now she's on the right path. But look at all that time she lost in her 20s because of that being dismissed. And I don't want people to have that happen. I don't want women to experience that.
Can we all in Rise with Diana podcast land, if you're driving, honk your horn. If you are flipping something, flip it really high. Can we snap this up for Natalie? I'm not playing. You clap that up, because here's the thing. What you did was you took a tragedy and you said, "Not on my watch," right? You didn't fall into anger. You may have had some righteous anger at the moment, but you took that as fuel and energy to find a solution, not just for your daughter, which we all know as mama bears out there know we gonna find some solutions, right?
Nothing gets in way of the mama bear.
We are going to find it. But then you said a solution for all, right? Because this is the work I know I'm very familiar with in as a former corporate executive, civil rights person. I'm always looking at, okay, first of all, I need to work on me, which it sounds like you are doing this through daily practice of quieting your mind, doing some things to center, but then getting yourself out here to make, as your gifts share, to take it to the streets and helping these women understand that you are gifted. You know, often I say when you are in a very toxic work environment or a toxic home environment for so long, you begin to think, am I the problem? Is this me? What is wrong with me? And to the women out there who are saying that to themselves, as they are driving into work, if they're listening to this, what would you tell her?
First of all, never, never doubt yourself, intuition. Never doubt your intuition. You know best. And I'll talk about it in the context of going to the doctor, and especially maternal health, which I'm super passionate about. And this is a statistic, and then I'll answer your question. This is a statistic that in the United States, our longevity has gone down because of maternal death. That is not acceptable. That is not acceptable. And it is obviously disproportionate for women of color and women in, depending on where you are. And so, you know, if you're in pain, you know, if you need something, don't quiet that voice. Yeah. Don't discount that. And it's the same at work. If you're driving into work and you're thinking, "Well, I'm not sure," you know the path. Mm-hmm. You know in your heart. Sometimes that road isn't always easy. That's where we get stuck. Sometimes the road is hard. But surround yourself with women, like in your community, that can lift you up and help you to rise. Then it becomes not the easiest, but at least you're not alone. I think the alone part is really difficult. So making sure that you're with others and listening to your heart, and know when you go into that meeting, when you go into the doctor, you know, in your intuition, there's ways to talk to them. I told you, I think, or I don't know if I told you this, but I dress in a suit every time I go to the doctor. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. True. They listen more. So sometimes we have to accommodate the other person to have them recognize and hear you. That's not weakness. That's just understanding who you're working with. And so I would just suggest that, to meet them where they are so that you can come to a good place. And if it's not working, especially with the doctor, find a new doctor, or find someone that can, that's going to listen to you, because you matter. You matter. You know, I believe there
are quite a few thoughts, and you do. And that is great advice. You have to really understand that your voice does matter. And often, as I said, you get brainwashed. And sometimes you're referencing wearing a suit and going in, and a lot of us, and I know those stats are true. There's, you know, that, remember John Quinones, what would you do? You know, that whole how people are treated differently because of this, and some people might respond because of this. And all of those things definitely have a relevance, but the factor and the applicability of the relevance to you is also how you think about yourself. And I do know those factors do exist, right? Because we know in certain communities, and I will speak specifically to the Black community, if you're stopped by the police, make certain you do this. And those things do have relevance. But I always want people to recognize that your light and who you are and the belief in yourself overrides all of those external normalities and formalities. Because you have to be your biggest advocate. Mm-hmm. And until you fundamentally, without unwavering, just this unwavering belief and faith that you are capable, will you then override the need to have those formalities? Now, I'm going to preach a little bit because we've had corporate norms. We've had ideologies, policies, practices, hidden rules that we have as women believed over the years that we had to do it that way, but we don't. And until we recognize that, we will stay stagnant and we won't overcome, but we shall overcome when we get into this level of pushing through, I would call the stratosphere. Mm. How do you help someone manage that? You know, I tend to be a little bit of an outlier. And then some will say, well, see, it doesn't happen to me. You said wear that suit. How do you help? Because you're helping women become bored and seen and fit this particular model. How do you balance that with someone being their authentic self? How do you help that person kind of, you know, ride that wave, if you will?
Well, I think there's always room for you to be authentic, and you should be authentic and true to your values, but you also have to recognize the circumstance and the situation, right? So, okay. You know, coming here, I'm not going to be discussing politics because I don't feel like it's the right venue, but that doesn't mean I'm not authentic to my beliefs in that regard. So there's different, I guess, silos or places where you put some of those things. That doesn't mean you're not authentic. It just means there's places where you can be more outwardly vocal about your thoughts than other places, but you always should be true to your values. If you value caring for other people and kindness, you should never turn that light down. That is something that is your core value. It's one of my core values. Always shine that light. It's really how you express that you need to kind of filter the circumstance and the time for when you share it or don't share it or how you share it. But your core values of who you are as a person, that you should never change. You need to always be having that North Star guide you to help you respond and share your information and help others. I mean, I'm a service person. As I said earlier, my favorite quote is from Maya Angelou, that people always, they'll forget what you said, they'll forget what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. So if you make people feel comfortable in understanding who you are, I think that goes a long way. And you have to understand where they're coming from too. Mm-hmm. So meeting them where they are, and then sharing your gifts is a really powerful way to rise through those barriers.
I love that. And that's such a learned, that is a practice, because love is patient. That's love, right? When you really lead with love and you really lead with this understanding of, in order to be in one space, to go to one space is an act of love, to really lay down what I need to hear that person. And that's something I've been working on. So all my Rise with Diana podcast folks out there, that's some practice. And that's why you need coaching. That's why you need to be around people who emulate that. It's not a forced thing. It's a power thing. And when you have good power, it's ease, it's flow, and it's congruent. And there is this level of, I would say, cellular shift that happens not only within your body, but within the environment that you're in. It just glows, right? It just, it sparkles. And it's like a Hershey suite. It just makes sense. So I would love to, you're going to be at the All Rise Live Global Summit, and you're going to actually have a table there that's going to be reflective of Thrive in 25.
Yes.
And so, because we're partnering in this, yes. Share a little bit about what folks might want to hear. They're going to hear, one, when they come to the All Rise Live Global Summit, what I want to give you a little bit of time to express some things. What will you share?
Well, building on kind of what you're doing, I think is really important. And that's why we have such synergy. But the idea behind Thrive in 25 is that you're not, even though I was just telling you to compartmentalize, it's the opposite. It's really approaching your career and how you are in every phase of your life as a whole person. So mm-hmm. We have a combination at this summit that we're going to be doing, or the conference for women is really around dialing into those different areas of our life and the intersection of it and bringing it all together. So, you know, what are the different areas that we need to intersect, whether it's, you know, being calm and doing your Zen moment, or, you know, confidence building and all the things, how to win buy-in, how to mm-hmm. land a board role, all those things. But also there's unbelievable inspirational speakers. I know many of them, and it's going to be the keynote is how to be authentic. So yeah. Yeah. We are definitely focused on that. Mm-hmm. And I think when women walk away, there's a call to action, and Jen is going to have them in her Brave Circle, which is a way to continue the conversation forward in her C-suite. So it kind of comes full circle, and you get to be in a community that's going to support you. So you're not just leaving, but you're leaving together, and you're going to continue the journey together.
Love it. Well, and women need to be connected.
Yes.
In circles that are not causing negative vibrations, but are really into positive vibrations that are going to really shift the cultures that we need to have shift.
Yes.
So thank you for that. So first, come to the All Rise Live Global Summit, of course, October 10th through the 11th, 2024 in Chicago. And Natalie will be there. And then we'll head to Thrive in 25 in June of 2025. And so we'll hear more about that. And I will be talking quite a bit about that over the coming months. But first, where can we get to know more about Natalie?
You can always follow me on LinkedIn. I am post a lot in LinkedIn, both on my personal page and on her C-suite. And visit hercsuite.com, and you can find out all the things that we're doing with women to help them in the arc of our careers to really be able to thrive wherever we are to wherever we're going to go.
One last word to that woman who might be struggling at the moment. What would you give one piece of advice to her? What would you tell her?
You're not alone, and you got this.
You're not alone, and you got it. I know. I love it. Natalie, you're amazing. Thank
you
for flying through that window, sis, because you are flying high. And I'm grateful to be connected to you, and I'm grateful for the continued work that we have to do, we're obligated to do on this earth. We are on mission, we are on task, and we're going to keep going and rising together. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the show. I'm so excited that we were together. I know that my voice level went down, but my energy is still high,
and I'm
so glad that we had time together. So not to startle our listeners, but hey, let's all rise.
Let's go rise together.
Yes.
All right, my friends, we'll see you next time on the Rise with Diana podcast. Please like, please subscribe to the podcast. And we can't wait to come to you for another beautiful, uplifting story that's going to help you rise. Until then, go to allriselivesummit.com to register, and we'll see you there and anywhere else for rising. See you later.
Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.